The founder of Bob Jones University said,
"The measure of the strength of your character is a measure of the difficulty it takes to stop you."
The internationally known evangelist, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., during his earthly ministry, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message we bring you now illustrates one of the principles on which he founded Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
My friends, I have always tried to keep a forward look. I don't like to look back. You know, the tendency of most of us as the years pile up is to go back to childhood. Now, I kept in contact with young people all my life. In Bob Jones University, the young folks don't run from me. You never get old in your heart, if you're right. Your head may get gray and the fingers of time may pinch wrinkles in your face. But if young people run from old people, there's something the matter with old people. You can stay youthful in your heart. You may be weak and trembly at the knee, and your shoulders may stoop under the weight of your years, but you can always be young in your heart. So I'm not talking to you now as a pessimistic old fella who's soured on the world. God's been good to me. I've had a good time along the way of life. But I am more and more disturbed about some of the problems that young people are facing today. You know, there's a tendency today to make life too easy. I know what we went through when I was a child, when I was a boy, in the country. There wasn't any good school very close to us. I used to walk 3 miles and a half as a little country boy to school. Morning after morning, rain, shine, cold. Cross a foot log over a stream. And one day I took my wife down there and showed her where I used to walk to school. She was rather sympathetic. I said, "Don't sympathize with me. I'm glad I had that opportunity. I'm glad I knew what hardship meant." Beware of people that are looking for an easy time in this world. We have raised a sort of a hothouse plant character, and our educational system is partly responsible. We are saying now, let people take what they want to take and do what they want to do. If they can sing, just let them sing. Just spend their life singing. They enjoy that, don't they? Well, whatever you want, you have right to have. Now, whenever you approach life that way, you're going to find out that you're going to get in trouble sooner or later. Just doesn't work out right. I remember when my son, Bob Jr., came along, little fellow, he's the only child I had. I had to help rear 16 orphan nieces and nephews, so I really had a big family. But Bob came along, and I noticed my son's dramatic ability. When your little fella used to go in the room and tie towels around him at night and come in the living room where we were and perform for his mother and me. And I knew that he liked the dramatic, say, very much. And before I founded Bob Jones University, when he was a little fella, I lived down in Montgomery, Alabama. And there's a military school in that town run by a man named Dr. J.M. Stark. So I took Bob when he was a little fella and put him in that military school. And there wasn't any drama there, except on Saturday when they'd go back and get a whipping for not doing their work, say. And I made him take the math and the Latin. They majored in math and Latin in that school. The things he hated, the things he never wanted, wasn't any trouble for him to kick up his heel and dramatize. But, you know, if you haven't got a mathematical mind, you don't get shouting happy studying mathematics and Latin. And he'd say, I hate it. Well, we said, that's all right to hate it. More you hate it, the better it is for you to study it, see? And so we made him take it. And in Bob Jones University, we tell all of our students every year to take some subject they don't like, something they ought to have. You know why so many people in the realm of fine arts go to the devil? You know why? Well, they just do what they want to do. They sing and sing and sing and sing. We had a girl one time came to our school. That's all she won't do is to sing. Just sing. Now, she wouldn't be any good nursing babies. And I imagine that woman that didn't want to do anything but singing, if she ever has a family, and she takes her little baby and dresses him and bathes him. You know, baby gets sick and you've been up all night. That's no singing time. There's not much music there, see. Now, it's all right to develop your talents. They're God-given. But you know there's something more important than developing talent, and that's developing character. Now, I know some men who are greatly talented who have built their characters. They've gone along developing their talent. You can develop talent without developing character. And it's more essential that you have a rugged character than it is that you have talent. Now, here's a fellow that we'll say he's a Hollywood actor. Have what he wants. All right, he marries a woman. All right, while the honeymoon's on, celebration on. But then he comes back to the grinding routine. It takes character for man and woman to live together all the time. You know, you've got something to you if you can put up with a woman. And if you can put up with a man, you got something to you. You know this thing of living together all the time, day in and day out. You have to have some character. If you haven't got some character, you can't get along. There's no human emotion that can hold together people in a happy family relation. No human emotion that's strong enough to hold them together and build a home, that's his character. It takes hardships to develop character. The test of your character is what does it take to stop you. You know, some folks just won't quit, see? I've seen them come to our school. Some of them didn't have any money. And maybe they'd say, I'm on here on faith. It always worries me when they say that. Because I think, well, suppose their faith isn't strong enough to get them through. Who's going to feed them? What about the tuition, see? You know, it's all right if your faith is built on a sensible, practical foundation. I remember one girl that came to our school, and how she ever got through, I don't know, but she got through. And she made something out of life. You couldn't stop her. She had something in her that you just couldn't stop. I remember one time I heard Paderewski play the piano. Of course, I don't know much about music. You know, my wife pulled me in there, and she said that it'd be classical music, but for me to act like I enjoyed it. But I didn't have to act like it. He got to play it, you know. And I had a good time. And don't know a thing about it. He went into a trance and stayed a while and came out. I watched him wake up. And he went into another trance and I watched him, how he went in, but listened to all kinds of music. And you know why I went to hear him and how I got so much out of it? Somebody told me he practiced 8 hours a day. He just practiced. That wasn't easy. That was real business. That was hardship. I don't even imagine that a fellow that loves music just enjoys that. Just over and over and over and over and over. But more than that, he was a man of ability when it came to when they needed a president over in Poland. Right? He had character. Talent's all right. Nobody discredits talent. What was the matter with Napoleon? He had genius. He had talent. What's the matter with him? Lack of certain type character. What's the matter with Alexander the Great? What's the matter with Pontius Pilate? He had brain. Pontius Pilate had brain. He was able to try a case all right, but didn't have character enough to stand for his conviction. Men and women, we've got to get back in this country where we put emphasis on character. Jesus Christ never made it easy. He said, if you go along with me, you have to deny yourself, take up a cross. It isn't easy. He said, this is a hard road. It's straight as a gate. And if you know how to spell it, means hard. Narrow is the way leading to life. Few there be that go there. Few there be that go in therein. It's so hard, it's a test. Now, you are not saved by your own character. You can be saved in a moment by faith in Jesus Christ. But if you're going to build a character, a real Christian character, you've got to stand the test. Hardships. Good soldier of Jesus Christ, read about in the Bible. We need good soldiers of Jesus Christ. They are very scarce now, modern day. We need more of them. Now, suppose you ask yourself the question, is it easy to stop me? How do I stop? How do the brakes work? You don't need much brakes, some of you, because you don't have much of a motor. But it's a good thing to have a good motor. Of course, brakes on moral character is a part of your character. But it doesn't take much to stop some people. Let's go through. Oh, Lord, help us to be overcomers. Help us know there's been one or two alternatives for us. We must master, be mastered. We must conquer, be conquered. We must be victors or victims. Help us to be victors through the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to overcome. Help us to live right. Help us to have moral resistance, to go through difficulties, faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ in everything. We pray in His name. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Listen for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.